Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, welcome back to the Joy Doctor. Yes, you're here right here on Blog Talk Radio with the Joy Doctor, compliments of Mr. Patrick Cook. Yes, Mr. Patrick Cook, you can reach him at TaylorMade101.com. Yes, TaylorMade101.com. We're brought to you each Monday from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio. Yes, the Joy Doctor is brought to you each Monday night right here on Blog Talk Radio by compliments of Mr. Patrick Cook and TaylorMade101.com. Yes, 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 you're listening to the Joy Doctor. Welcome once again, all my friends, all my family, all my loved ones, and the ones that I don't know. Yes, 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 those two. Yeah, the ones I don't know. Yeah, welcome back to the Joy Doctor. Yes, tonight, somebody said tonight. Yes, tonight. We shall be talking about graduation. Yes, yes, graduation. Yes, that's a great time. That's a great time. Everybody enjoys graduation. Little kids, big kids, small kids, tall kids, short kids, fat kids, skinny kids. Everybody. Moms, dads, sisters, brothers, loved ones, relatives, non-relatives, friends, family, foes. Oh, everybody loves graduation. Yes, you can't go wrong with a graduation. Yes, because graduation means that I'm moving from one level to the next. Yes, yes, yes. How many of you want to move from one level to the next? We all want to graduate. So we have to graduate sometimes in various areas of our lives. Yes. Graduation don't only mean school. We have to graduate in our lives. Yes. Sometimes we have to graduate from immaturity to maturity. Yes. Go from adolescence to adulthood, yes, that's right, that's right. We have to go from being single to being married, from being single with no children to being single with children, from being married with no children to being married with children and a family. Then we become grandparents and grandkids and all of that good stuff. All of that is part of graduation, yes. All of that is part of graduation, yes, it is. That's right. We all have to graduate. Yes, we all have to graduate at one time in our lives. Yes, we have to graduate from immaturity to maturity. So tonight, I would like to pose a couple of questions to you, if you will. Once I graduate from the area that I'm in or the situation that I'm in, once I graduate, then what? Yes, yes, yes. Once I graduate, then what? What am I supposed to do? Where am I supposed to go? How am I supposed to handle it? Yes, how am I supposed to handle my next level? How do I know I'm going to pass? Those are the things that you think about when you talk about graduation. It's not just about a cap and gown. It's not just about making it to the end, because surely as you make it to the end, once you get to the end, you'll find out that there's another road that leads you wherever you want to go. If you want to go in stagnation, there's a road for that. If you want to go in the road to prosperity, there's a road for that. If you want to go to a road of stupidity, there's a road for that. Wherever you want to go, when you get to the stop sign, you have to decide if that's the way you want to be classified. Yes, yes, classified. Speaking of classified, you know, classified documents, they are very important. Matter of fact, some of them are even considered top secret. But you don't want your graduation to be considered top secret. However, there are some things that you would like to keep to yourself. Yes, when you graduate, you learn that you don't tell everybody everything. You learn that there are some things that you keep quiet about. You don't talk about all of your business. You might tell a little here, you might tell a little there. But when you graduate to a state of maturity on how to, yes, that's right, keep your mouth closed. Mm. Those those are some famous words that my parents always told me. Son, you need to learn how to keep your mouth closed. But, pow. Yes. That was a slap. That's right. Because you didn't talk back to the others, and you didn't talk back to your parents in those days and time. And, yes, I learned quick. I got an early graduation in that one. Yes, I did. I graduated early on that one. But in graduation, you'll find that there is some growth. There should be some growth in graduation, because when you graduate, you have to take the test and state the things that you learn. A lot of times it's not written. Some of the things that we learn in life, we don't even want to write about it, let alone talk about it. But in life, we learn some valuable lessons. Yes, in life, we learn some valuable lessons. We learn what to do, what not to do, when to do it, where to do it, and how to do it. Yes, we also learn those things in grade school, but sometimes those things in grade school seem vague. Yes, they seem vague and far-fetched. But, however, when you get grown, you begin to remember those things. When you become of age, you begin to remember those things. When you graduate, you begin to see the light of those things. Yes, that's right. You begin to see the light of those things. Yes, I remember when I was, young man going to school, and I had this one particular teacher. Yes, I did. She always told me that I had to sit in the middle of the class. Yes, my friends could move anywhere they want. They could do whatever they want. But I always had to sit there in the middle of the class. Not because I was slow. Not because I was a trouble student. Not because she always wanted to keep an eye on me or keep a thumb on me. It wasn't because of that, not at all. It was because she wanted me to graduate to my potential. Yeah. Graduate to my potential. Yeah, see, she already had hers. She was helping me to get mine. That's right. And I am thankful for her today, because the same thing that I thought I wasn't going to use, I'm able to use today. Not only am I able to use it, but I am advanced in it. That's right. That's why I am the Joy Doctor, because I am advanced in that study. Yes. So a lot of times when you're graduating, the things that you're going through are not comfortable. The things that you're dealing with are not always pleasant. However, in order to get to that next lesson or that next class or that next place that you would like to be, you have to go through these things. That's right. So what? Your parents may not have been able to buy you that 2012 Lamborghini. So what? They might not have been able to buy you that 5,000 square foot mansion home when you graduated. But yet, you graduated. You got a 2011 Toyota Camry, 500 miles. That's good. Or you may have gotten a one bedroom townhome. They paid the rent for 1 month. That's good. What am I saying? Joy Doctor, I am saying that no matter where you are, there are times that you have to be content. Yes. In order to appreciate the graduation, there are times when you're going to have to be content. Yes, you have to be content in the situation in order to appreciate it. And once you appreciate it, you can go to the next level, because then you've learned the lessons that were to be taught. Yes, yes, yes. You learned the lessons that were to be taught. That's right, that's right. A graduation means that you have learned the lesson and now you are ready to move on to the next test. And see, some of us, we tend to move to the next test before we graduate. Uh-huh, yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, that's right, that's right, that's right, that's right. We tend to want to move to the next test before we learn everything that we need to learn. Because, see, in a graduation, when you get ready to graduate, all the things that you've learned are brought over to the next level. Yes, yes. Everything that I learned first through the fifth grade, when I graduated in the sixth grade, I had to learn and use those things. When I graduated from the 12th grade, everything I learned from the 6th through the 11th grade, I had to take those over after I graduated from the 12th grade. So, as I begin to get in college and go through my schooling, everything that I learned from high school and prerequisite classes, I had to take over to the next class or to the next session or to the next semester. So you're always being pushed to the next level. That's right, that's right, that's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're always being pushed to the next level, but you have to decide whether or not you'll graduate. Yeah, 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 yeah. You have to decide whether or not you'll graduate. Because, see, some of us, not all, not all, not all, let me put that in there, not all, but some of us have dropped out in certain classes. That's right, that's right. Yes, some of us have dropped out in certain classes. Uh-huh. What do you mean, doctor? I will tell you. Let me give you an example. Now, if you receive a paycheck on a job and you have lights, rent, car note, and insurance, and on the day that you get paid, you decide to go out on a whim. That's right, that's right. You decide to go out on a whim. Then the day after the whim, you have all these tangible things, but none of them give you or have any great value. Right, right, right. None of them have great value. Then after you went on a whim and you have all these things that you wanted and that you decided to do, you're still facing the rent, the lights, the car, and the car insurance. So what did you just do? You just failed that financial class. That's right, that's right, that's right. You just failed that financial class. Because in finance, it teaches you to take care of your assets and your liabilities. Yes, that's right, that's right. Your assets and your liabilities. But not only that, growing up, you was told to be responsible for your actions. That's right. That's right. And you also was told throughout life that nobody will take care of you like you. That's right. But hold on. Let's not get that twisted. Going out on a whim, knowing that you have these financial responsibilities, is not taking care of you. Taking care of you would be take care of the financial responsibilities, put some off to the side for a rainy day, and then every now and then take a little from the pot and buy some of those things that are tangible that has no value. That's right, that's right, that's right. Then you are able to graduate to the next level because you have learned and use the tools and the skills and the knowledge and the lessons and the lesson plans that you have learned previously in order to take care of the financial class. Yes, yes, yes. But let's move on a little bit farther. Graduation. Now, let's just suppose the fathers, of course, have a child out of wedlock. Yeah, 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 yeah. This is a good one right here. This is a good one right here. They have a child out of wedlock. And for whatever reasons, the child or they are not able to get married. Whether they don't want to, it was the heat of the moment, they decided not to, the parents disagreed, the friends stepped in, the family said no. Whatever the reason is, however, you still have that child. That's right. You still have that child. So therefore, when even if the father is acting crazy or the mother is acting crazy, the child is still there. So therefore, the father, even though he's not married to the young lady, still has a responsibility for taking care of that child. Now, we're talking about graduation. Now, he has the lady gives birth to the child. The baby is born. And we all know that in life, there's growth. And with growth, there's responsibilities. And with responsibilities, it calls for finance. Yes, 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 finance. That's right, finance. That means money. Yes, not Monet, but money. That's right, M-O-N-E-Y. That's right, money. So, therefore, in order for the mother to bring up the child and have the things that the child needs, she needs some support. That's right. That's right. She needs some support. So therefore, the father, being that he's fathered the child, has a child here on earth, he needs to graduate. Yeah, 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 graduate. What do you mean by that, doctor? I mean that he has a responsibility to that child, to nurture that child, to talk with that child, to discipline that child, and to help that child grow up in this world and understand certain things, if not all things, that life has dealt or will deal. That's right, that's right. We're talking about graduation. Now, those that don't take care of their child means that they, yes, that's right, they dropped out of that class. That's right, that's right, that's right. They dropped out of that class. When it came down to home economics, cooking the food, and sewing the dolls, and all of that stuff, they passed. That doesn't mean they got an A. That means that they skipped. And by them skipping that class, in life, when the mother has the child and he does not take care of his responsibilities, that means he has failed the class. That's right. And mothers, if it's the opposite foot, where the man has the child and the mother is working and is not with the child, then she has an obligation to come in and help along with that child. That's right. That's right. That's right. We're talking about graduation. Yes, graduation, because how else is it that our kids can be our new generation and we're not training them in this generation? How can they graduate from this generation in order to be the next generation? I don't understand, doctor. What are you saying? I'm saying that if we don't train them in this generation, then they will not graduate to the next generation. Why? Because then they'll get caught up on foolish things. That's right, foolish things. Like, if I step on your shoe, then you're going to shoot me. Why? Because I have not been taught self-control. I have not graduated out of the self-control class. I have not graduated from excusing some things in life as an accident. That's right, that's right, that's right. Excusing some things in life as an accident. Not all things are accident, but, you know, like my famous friend Kenny Rogers says, you got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, and that's right, know when to run. Yeah, you got to know when to run, baby. You got to know when to run. That's right. And see, if we don't learn those skills and apply those tools, then we cannot graduate. That's right. We cannot graduate. Now, graduate also means promotion. That's right. That's right. Promotion. Yes. Promotion means that you go from one level of achievement to the next because you have fulfilled all of the requirements of that position. That's right. You fulfill all those requirements of that position, and now you have been qualified to handle another position. Now, let's deal with it like this. Say that I'm on a job, I'm working 8 to 5, I show up at 7:30 to 7:45 every day. I come in, I clock in on time, maybe 5 minutes before. I do my job, take my lunch on time, return from lunch on time. End of day, they said they need some extra help. I stay over a little bit to do some extra help. But at the end of about 6 months, they call me in and they say that you've been working hard. You're always here. You're always on time. So therefore, we would like to offer you this position. Or, being that you've been there on time, you've been there every day, you've stayed a little late here and there to help out the other people or the other team, and there is a position open, and you apply for the position. Now, whether they call you in or you apply means that you feel or you have fulfilled the obligations of that position. Yes, you have filled or will fulfill the obligations of that position. Why did you say have filled or will fill? Because if they don't feel like you have fulfilled the obligations, then you will not get promoted. But on the other hand, if they feel like you have fulfilled the qualifications of that position, then you will get promoted. So what does that mean? Promotion is like graduation. Means I'm going up to the next level. And we all know that when we graduate, some of us were sure or some of us knew where we were going, but we didn't know how it was going to play out. That's right, that's right. We didn't know how it was going to play out. A lot of us wanted to be professional football players. Some of it worked, some of it didn't. A lot of us wanted to be professional basketball players. Some of that worked, some of that didn't. Some of us wanted to be lawyers. Some of that worked, some of it didn't. And, of course, a lot of us wanted to be doctors. The joy doctor, yes, 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 I made it, baby, I made it. Woo-hoo! Yeah, the joy doctor made it. But, however, back to what I was saying, that when we graduated, we had a lot of plans, we had a lot of ideas, we had a lot of hypothetical speaking or hypothetical thinking, theoretically thinking and theoretically analogies and all of those type of things. But we was not sure of how it was going to plan out. We know what we wanted to do, and we hoped it worked. We know where we wanted to go, and we hoped it worked. We know that we was going to strive and give it everything that we had. But it was not guaranteed. It was not guaranteed because nothing in this life is guaranteed except for Death and taxes. That's right, that's right, that's right. Death and taxes. That's right, that's right. Those are the only two things that are guaranteed in life. And you can't cheat neither one of them. That's right, that's right. You can't cheat neither one of them. You definitely cannot, because we know that cheating is bad and that if you get caught, you're going to get an F and you're not going to be able to graduate to the next level, because cheating is a cop-out. That's right, that's right, that's right. Cheating is a cop-out because it demonstrates that you are not smarter than you thought. That's right, that's right, that's right. That demonstrates that you are not as smart as you thought when you cheat. Because if you were smart, you wouldn't cheat. That's right, that's right. If you were smart, you would not cheat. So, in order to graduate, we know that we cannot cheat, because cheating cuts us short of our real potential. That's right. Cheating cuts us short of our real potential. And our real potential gets us to the graduation. That's right. It gets us to the graduation. In life, we're going to graduate from many things. So, we have to stay focused. That's right. We have to stay focused. In order to graduate, we have to stay focused. We have to always keep that ultimate goal on our mind. I want my high school diploma. I want my associate's degree. I want my bachelor's degree. I want my doctor's degree, or I want my PhD degree. Whatever it may be, it could be I want to move from this apartment to a bigger house. I want to move from a three-bedroom house with one garage and one bathroom to a four-bedroom house with two baths and three-car garage. Whatever the goal is, we have to always keep it in mind in order to keep that graduation fresh and anew. And we all know that when we go through something, those lessons always come back. That's right, that's right, that's right. Those lessons always come back. No matter what we do, no matter where we go, the lessons that we really learn always come back to us. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. They always come back to us, like the one I was telling you a few moments ago about my class and my teacher that would not allow me to move and kept me in the middle of the class. That lesson is a lesson that I tell my children all the time, because you have to be careful of who you are connected with. You have to be careful of who you are connected to. Because a lot of times, if you're connected with or connected to the wrong people, if they don't graduate, you won't graduate. Because they always say, another lesson, that birds of a feather flock together. That's right. Now, it doesn't necessarily have to be true. However, we also know that misery loves company. That's right. Misery loves company. So if you're miserable, then you want company. You want somebody to say, yes, woe is me, woe is you. Yes, yes, you're right. Yeah, that's right, that's right. However, that's not the state that we are to stay in. That's not the state that we are able to be in to graduate. We have to come up out of our misery and decide that today is the day that I graduate. That's right, that's right, that's right. Today is the day that I graduate from whatever situation, wrongdoing, stealing, lying, cheating, drinking, being abusive, naturally so or verbally so. to say to myself, self, today is the day that I graduate. And in order to graduate, there are some lessons that I'm going to have to learn that I'm going to have to pass. So therefore, if I want to stop drinking, then I can no longer go to the bar. I can no longer hang out with my friends that drink for a season. And I can no longer have drinks in my surroundings. Because in order for me to stop drinking, I got to make it inaccessible. Because if it's easy accessible, that's easily for me to get back into drinking. If I'm going to stop smoking, then I have to stop hanging around people that smoke. I have to stop buying cigarettes. And I have to stop hanging with people that will give me a cigarette if I don't have one. Yes, yes, yes. So what am I saying? In order to graduate, there are some things that I'm going to have to be self-disciplined on. I'm going to have to say no. No, I cannot have that. No, I cannot do that. No, I will not do that. No, I will not say that. No, I will not have that. Yes, 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 your life will be filled with no's for temporarily until you get to the test and realize that it's you that determines your failure or your success. Yes, yes, yes. You determines your failure or your success. In order to graduate, you have to not take that drink. You have to not take that smoke. You have to not say those hard words to that young lady. You have to not say those evil words to that young man. You have to not put your hands on another person's child. You are to not do those things that you used to do in order to graduate. Because when you graduate, you have a new outlook. You have a fresh outlook. Your eyes have been opened and enlightened to the world that's before you, and you understand your place in it. You understand the things that you can apprehend. You also understand the things that could apprehend you. So, when we graduate, we're in a total different lane. Now that I've given up smoking, now that I've given up drinking, now that I'm no longer verbal abusive, now I'm no longer physically abusive, what do I do now? Because this is a me that I do not know. This is a me that I have not experienced. This is a me that when I look in the mirror, I see someone different. I'm looking at me, but somebody else. I'm standing in the mirror, but somebody else is looking at me. That's right. Somebody else is looking at me. Why? Because I decided to graduate. And when I decided to graduate, there was a change in me. That's right. There was a change in me. I began to see life in a different fashion. I had a different outlook. In order to graduate, you have to have a different outlook. You have to know the things that you would like to apprehend. You also have to know the things that are out to apprehend you. In order to apprehend the things that you want, you have to not allow those things to apprehend you. That's right. That's right. That's right. Because as an alcoholic or as a drunk, as a social drinker, as a every now and then smoker, or any of those things, you, as the individual, would apprehend it, and then it would apprehend you. Let me give you an example. Say, if I was a drinker, I would go to the liquor store, I would tell the clerk what I wanted, or I would go in the store and buy it, however it works, I do not know. But to make this analogy, I'm going to use the fact that I would go into the store and I will tell the clerk what I want. They would go to the place where it is, on the shelf, in the cooler, in the bottom of the fridge, wherever it's at. They would apprehend it and bring it to me. Yes, they would get it and bring it to me. I would pay them for it, and then I would apprehend it. But within a couple of hours, after drinking it, milking it, guzzling it, or whatever I wanted to do with it, after a few hours, I would find myself being apprehended by it. Yes, yes, I will find myself being apprehended by it. Why? Because I first apprehended it, but now it has apprehended me. How has it apprehended me? Because now I don't know where I am. I don't know who I'm talking to. I have a flood of emotions. I don't know where I'm happy. I don't know if I'm sad. I don't know if I'm talking loud, if I'm talking low. It has apprehended me. But in order for me to graduate from that situation, when my car turns right, I have to pull it back left. That's right, that's right, that's right. When it turns right, I have to pull it back left. Well, why didn't the car go left and I pull it back right? Because of the fact that life is easy to get deterred, and it's harder to turn it around. So in order to graduate, you don't want to get deterred. But if you happen to have been deterred, today is the day that you walk down the aisle, you look in the mirror and smile and say, this is my graduation day. That's right, that's right, that's right. This is my graduation day because I choose to not be the same. I choose to use the tools that life has given me, whether they be hard knocks, bumps in the road, slips and falls, head-ons, rear-ended, whatever life has dealt you, whatever tools and understanding and education that life has granted you, then you can take those tools and use it for the embetterment. Yes, 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 yes. You can be empowered by the knowledge that you have learned in order to graduate. That's right, that's right, that's right. Because remember, when you graduate, those lessons that you were given, the pop quizzes and all, that you were given, you have to take those to the next level, but they be on a different platform. That's right. They be on a different platform. But it's the same lesson that you learn in preschool. That's right. the same lesson that you learn in preschool. Let me give you an example. A person that steals goes to jail, gets sentenced to prison. Well, before he stole it, he learned that he's not to touch anything that didn't belong to him. Right? That's right. He learned that in preschool, and he learned that at home. So, therefore, when he goes in and he removes it, then it don't belong to him. He has an inkling that the lesson says, do not touch anything that do not belong to you. But he overrides that lesson. He cheats, thinking that he can get away with it. So he puts it in his bag, under his arm, on his pants leg, wherever. And he walks out the store, and then he's apprehended. Then guess what just happened? The thing that apprehended him, the thing he apprehended, has now apprehended him. Did you get that? The thing that he wanted so bad that he had to take it, now comes right along and takes what he had. How is that, doctor? How's that? Because when he took it, he had joy, he had time, he had freedom, he had the ability to move where he wanted, how he wanted. But now that he has been caught, the thing that he took now has taken his joy, has taken his freedom, has taken his ability to move, has taken his ability to even think for himself. Only if he or she had a listen to that first lesson and do not take anything that does not belong to you. That's right, that's right. Do not take anything that does not belong to you. It's all the same lesson, just in a different platform. So what am I saying tonight? The chart doctor is saying if you want to graduate, you got to change. You got to get the mindset that you want to graduate. When you get the mindset that you want to graduate, you got to stay focused. And when you stay focused, you can see that thing like it's happening right now, that you are going to graduate. And when you stay focused, when the tests come, you'll be able to pass. You may not pass all of them with A's, but you'll be able to pass. And what do I mean by pass? Meaning that which you apprehend will not be able to apprehend you unless it is success. And everybody that graduates wants success. That's right. Everybody that graduates wants success. They want success whether they open their own business, they work for somebody else, they do whatever they do. They want success. When you graduate, you want success. Even though you're not guaranteed success, you want success. So, in life, there are many classes. Do we pass them all? No. Do we repeat some of them? Yes. Do we pass them then? No. Are they repeated? Yes, on different platforms, but they are repeated. And they are going to keep repeating until we pass the test. Yes, that's right. They're going to keep repeating until we pass the test. When we pass the test, then we're able to graduate. Until we pass the test, we would not graduate. And if you don't graduate, then you can't go to the next level. That's right. If you don't graduate, you can't go to the next level. You'll always be where you've always been. And you'll always have what you always had. You won't be able to elevate. Why? Because a drug addict don't take drugs to get better. They take drugs that are harmful and that could possibly kill them. A drug addict don't steal to have money in his pocket. A drug addict steals to get more drugs that's killing him or her. So what I'm saying is, if you don't graduate, meaning that you don't come to your knowledge and change, then you'll always be where you always were. You always have what you always had. Those dreams now becomes faded memories. Those goals become broken promises. And we were not worried about the other people. We're dealing individually. So those dreams now become your faded memories. When you run into somebody that you know, they always say, "I thought you was going to be. I thought you was going to do this. I thought you was going to do that." But when you graduate, they don't say, "I thought you were going to, and I thought you were going to be." They say, "I see you doing that. I saw you. Yeah, I see you. He doing that. I see her. She doing that." Yes. It changes. Why? Because you decided to change. And you decided to graduate. Don't stay in the third grade forever. Don't stay in the seventh grade forever. 50-year-old playing childish games. 5 years old doing toddler things. 21-year-old doing 13-year-old kid stuff. Don't stay in that bracket. Don't stay in that grade. Come on up and graduate. Pass that test. Physical abusive person. Don't stay in that class. Come out that class. Teach someone else how to come out that class. Verbally abuser. Come out that class. Come out that grade. Graduate. Say, "I'm not going to do that no more. I'm not going to say that no more. I'm not going to treat them like that no more. I'm not going to be treated like that no more. I'm not going to harm myself with them drugs. I'm not. It may be tough at times. It may be tough in the beginning. But remember, if you change, you'll graduate. That's right. If you change, you'll graduate. And when you graduate, not only will you feel better, you'll look better. Not only will you look better, but you'll do better. And when you do better, you become great. That's right. That's right. When you do better, you become great. Because once again, in class, it goes good, better, best. Great, greater, greatest. So someone says you're doing great, say, "I can do greater." Someone saying, you doing greater? Say, I'm the greatest. Graduate. Do not stay in that class. Come out. Come up. Graduate. Graduate. Take responsibility for your kids. Graduate. Don't be so petty. Graduate. Don't let someone else do it for you. Graduate. Don't let someone make you do it. Graduate. Don't smoke until you have cancer. Graduate. Don't drink till you have a liver disease. Graduate. And when you graduate, you will have joy. Yes, yes, yes. When you graduate, you will have joy. When you graduate, you'll see the joy. There'll be joy in others around you. And you might hear the word, I'm so glad you changed. I'm glad you came to yourself. I'm so happy for you. Words that you have not heard in centuries. So what am I going to do? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Are you going to graduate? Are you going to drop out? Are you going to graduate? Are you going to cheat? If I were you, I would say, I'm going to graduate. I'm going to graduate. Life has more for me, but more so, I have more for this life. I'm going to graduate. I might have to go through some things. I might have to deal with some things. But guess what? I'm going to graduate. They might talk bad about me. They may look at me crazy. They might even say I'm crazy. However, I'm going to graduate. I'm going to stay focused. I'm going to do what I got to do. And I'm going to graduate. I'm not going to let nobody tear me down. I'm not going to let nobody change my mind. I'm going to look in the mirror every day and tell myself, I'm going to graduate. Why? Because I want to do better. I got to do better. I am the best thing that could ever happen. Things ain't good right now. But when I graduate, they're going to be better. And when they become better, I will be the best. Today is my day to graduate. I will. I shall. I will. I shall graduate. Yes, I will. Yes, I will. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. This is the Joy Doctor. This is the Joy Doctor. Will you graduate today? Will you graduate today? Well, that was a great teaching. That was a great lesson. Graduation. Yes, it's graduation time. It's graduation time. Only you can decide whether you put on the cap and gown. Only you will decide whether you succeed or fail. Only you will decide where if success is in your hand, whether you have a green thumb or a dead root. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. You will decide whether you have a green thumb or a dead root. That's right. That's right. That's right. You can't do nothing with a dead root. All you can do is bury it. But with a green thumb, you can cause things to come to life. That's right. You can cause things to come alive. And that's what we were doing today on the graduation. Yes, it's your time. It's your time. It's your time. It's your time to graduate. It's your time to shine. It's your time to come up and do everything that you was born to do to help the next generation graduate. Yes, to help the next generation graduate. Because it's up to you, me, you, 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 and me. That's right, that's right, that's right, that's right. It's up to all of us, yes, to help our next generation graduate. And what is a great example to see them, to let them see us graduate? That's right, that's right, that's right. Let our children see us graduate. Let our family see us graduate. Let our friends see us graduate. Woo-wee! Boy, that'll be a great celebration. Yes, it'll be a great celebration when we decide to graduate. Yes. But we can't decide to graduate today and drop out tomorrow. No, 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 no. It don't work like that. Don't work like that. Once we decide to graduate, we got to stay focused. We got to keep pushing. We got to keep excelling in everything. That's right. In everything. In order to graduate. Yes. That's right. In order to graduate. Yeah, we got to be well fit. We got to talk truth. We got to be motivated. We got to deal with the living faith. That's right. That's right. All these things play an important factor in us graduating. That's right. That's right. All of those things, the wellness, the motivation, the living word, the faith, and being truthful to ourselves. That's right. In order to make it to graduation day, which is now, in order to make it to graduation day, which is right now, those things have to be a part of our life. Yes, it has to be a part of our life. There's no other way around it. There's no other way to get through it. We can't cheat. We can't drop out. We have to continue. So we should get our cap and gown in whatever the situation may be. Drugs, alcohol, physical abuse, verbal abuse, smoking, drinking, whatever. Graduate. 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 Notice it got the U in the middle. That's right, that's right, that's right. It's talking to me, it's talking to you. It's talking to you, it's talking to me. That's right, graduate. Uh-huh. Not glad you ate, but graduate. Graduation is a very important day. And will your day begin today? Yes, will your day begin today? Not to beat and badger you. Not to pull you down. Not to drag you out. But just to ask you a question. Would you like a better future? Would you like a better opportunity? Then graduate from the class you in and get to the class that you belong. Yes, 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 yes. You've been listening to The Joy Doctor, brought to you each Monday night from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time right here on Blog Talk Radio. If you would like to be a part of this Blog Talk Radio, you may contact Patrick Cook at TaylorMade101.com. Yes, TaylorMade101.com. Also, tune in this week to Miss Fitness on Wednesday at 6 p.m. Dr. Jerry Robinson on Friday at 10 a.m. The Motivator, Saturday at 5 p.m. And current events each Sunday at 4 p.m. This has been the Joy Doctor talking to you about graduation. Want to know, will you graduate? Can you graduate? Are you qualified to graduate? Yes, you are. Graduate today. Get your diploma in life and say, I am somebody. I can do all things. And tune in next week to the Joy Doctor, brought to you all the way from Garland, Texas, on Block Talk Radio. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Tell a friend. Tell a neighbor. Tune in next week from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. right here on Block Talk Radio for the Joy Doctor.